And with that, we will move to 2025 Small Game Harvest Report.
Good afternoon, Commission Secretary Roebling. I am Jake Wolf, so I am one of our upland game biologists out of the Huron office. So today we're actually going to be talking about the small game harvest for 2025. So it'll be a short presentation, probably over before you know it, but in my opinion, some pretty important information, given the tradition of upland hunting in South Dakota, as well as the economic and social implications that we have for the state. All right, so for our harvest survey, so shortly after the season ends on January 31, we sent out roughly 15,000 surveys to both resident and non-resident hunters who bought small game licenses. And these are all through emails. And with those emails, we get about 30% response rates. And again, this is just small game licenses. This is not preserve licenses. This is just small game hunters that are hunting, on private ground, non-preserves, or public ground. And so we always get that question a lot. It's about a big misconception with the state, but those totals are populated separately. And so before we even talk about how the 2025 season went, we'll go back and look briefly at how we expected it to go. And so the 2025 upland outlook, so the winter of 2024 was easy. There was pretty high overwinter survival, which we've been lucky the last few years to have that. Throughout South Dakota. So we were expecting really good things throughout our main pheasant range. As far as our grouse estimate, our grouse harvest in 2024 was pretty much off the charts. So kind of going into 2025, there was a lot of hope that it was going to be another good grouse season, but it was going to be really tough to meet the harvest totals that we had in 2024. Thanks. All right, so jumping right into the pheasant harvest. So our total pheasant harvest for the 2025 season going to 26 was 1.35 million. And last year it would have been 1.31 million. So we had about a 3% increase in total pheasant harvest. As far as our pheasant hunters go, we were slightly down, but a little misleading because our non-residents actually increased, but for whatever reason, our residents dipped a little bit. We have some theories for that. We can kind of get into that later if we want to, but this is one of those things that we're hoping, as you heard earlier from Hillary, that we could dissect some of that license information and get to the bottom of what's going on with those numbers. But overall, actually, our pheasants per hunter numbers actually increased. So we got a lot of birds on the landscape. We honestly expected our harvest to be a little higher, but we can't harvest birds if our hunters aren't there to shoot them. So right here is the overall trend. Like I said earlier, we've been pretty lucky to have good, easy winters here in South Dakota the last how many years. So you can see that steady incline of both hunters and harvested pheasants. And for me, this is a direct result, one, to winter, but also just as a organization, our emphasis on habitat and access. Folks from around the nation know that we have the birds. They know that we have the public access to hunt these birds, and it makes us a big destination for people around the nation. And then going to our prairie grouse harvest, so kind of what we expected, a little more severe than what we were looking at. Our prairie grouse harvest did go down about 46%, but we're still at around 53,000. And similar to our pheasant harvest, our non-resident numbers were that far below what they were the year before, but our resident numbers did drop. And North Dakota actually put out their numbers here last week, and they had very similar trends to that we did. Their grouse numbers were down quite a bit, and that their non-resident numbers were down as well. And so this is another graph, just like your pheasants, where you can see that really big high point in 2024. So that 99,000 harvest rate was pretty much an anomaly. It was pretty funky. So if you take that 2024 number and kind of average it out, it doesn't make the 46% drop seem that extreme. But overall, we've had very good grouse numbers in the state, and hopefully that will continue in great grouse hunting opportunity for folks that travel to South Dakota as a bucket list hunt for both prairie chickens and sharptails. And like I said, it was over before it started, but that is it. So again, good news. We are South Dakota. People rely on us to have the good pheasant hunting opportunity. So luckily that number came out just like we all hoped, and then we continue to lead the nation. We, as far as other states go, we double, triple, quadruple any other state's total harvest. So it's a lot of good news for us.
Any questions, comments? Good report, good information. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.